This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Less than 1 week out from Election Day, more than 750,000 ballots have been returned in Colorado for next week's midterm elections. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva reports the largest group is unaffiliated voters.
At 46%, unaffiliated voters represent nearly half of active voters in Colorado. And at the moment, they represent a little more than a third of submitted ballots, just slightly outpacing their 2018 midterm numbers. Meanwhile, registered Democrats and Republicans are lagging slightly behind 2018 turnout. By Wednesday, more than 886,000 ballots had been returned. But there's still a long way to go. More than 2.5 million Coloradans voted in the last midterm. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
Meanwhile, open enrollment is underway. That is for next year's health coverage for those who aren't already covered by an employer's health insurance or another insurance program like Medicaid or Medicare. Residents can shop for health plans through the state's health insurance exchange, Connect for Health Colorado. Residents can also now, for the first time, buy a plan through the Colorado Option. That's a new quasi-public health insurance program started by the state. People can sign up through mid-January. Last year, nearly 200,000 Coloradans signed up. That's a record since the exchange started a decade ago. Colorado Parks and Wildlife Director Dan Prenslow has retired as the agency's head. He was placed on administrative leave since April, and there's currently an investigation underway. This is CPR News.